Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
An argument over a Christmas bonus leads to the assault of an elderly woman, proving once and for all that the Grinch is real and walks among us. Join me, John Connor, as we discuss the case of Heather Nelson. This is Check the Locks Podcast. Hello, and thank you for joining me this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. This is our Christmas episode. This is coming out only 3 days before Christmas, so I hope if you are listening, it has been a great holiday season for you so far. Only a few more days, and then Christmas is officially over. So hope you've got your gifts under the tree, everything is wrapped. I did want to give a special thank you to everybody in the Facebook group who shared their Christmas trees. So awesome to see us come together as a community and just to kind of show off all the beautiful things that you have in your home. And, you know, it's just really cool to see how members of this community celebrate the holiday with their families and to see how warm those displays are and things like that. So thank you so much for sharing. And again, just letting our community kind of get a sneak peek and get to know each other a little bit better. So super excited to go over this week's case. I will tell you, just because this is the holiday weekend, I know we have people who have family in town, or maybe we're spending a bunch of time cooking and things like that. So with this week's case, it's not going to be super long. However, I did want to make sure we put out an episode because it is Christmas and, you know, maybe your family's just driving you crazy and you have to do that, last minute Target run to get a quick smoke in and buy that present to get out of the house or something like that. Or, you know, maybe there's just a lot going on and the kids are driving you crazy, or maybe everybody's in a great mood. Everything's great. You just wanted to listen to a true crime case. So wanted to make sure that we put something out there. And again, I really wanted to use this opportunity just as a time to say thank you so much as we wrap up the year and we're getting closer to New Year's. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast and supporting this podcast. And I know that recently there has been a transition and, you know, we're still kind of working through the changes and what the show is going to look like. But I can't tell you how much it means to me that the listeners have stuck with us and have continued to support me in this and are still listening and leaving feedback and things like that. So from the bottom of my heart, I just wanted to say thank you so much for that support. And I really do hope that everyone has just an incredibly wonderful Christmas, you know, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. I hope it is an amazing holiday for you. And just know that, again, so lucky to have you as part of this family and as part of this community. So really do appreciate you. And I hope it's just a wonderful holiday. Now, before we get into this week's case, I did just want to take a moment and read a Spotify comment from Kim on last week's episode, The Disappearance of Melissa Brannon. If you have not listened to that episode, please pause this one, go back, listen to that. I have to be very honest with you. It was very hard for me to get through the research on that one. It does really pull on your heartstrings, and I definitely think it is worth a listen. So please check that one out. But Kim listened to that episode, and she said, "It's heartbreaking to know what this family went through, but it's more heartbreaking to hear that this monster was released to prey on more innocent children. I pray they keep him locked up this time, or he lives out the rest of his life behind bars." And I could not agree with you more. Hopefully he does not get the same opportunity for parole or early release that he got before. So Again, if you want a little more context as to what that comment is about and what we may be talking about, make sure you go back and listen to last week's episode. But with that being said, we'll go ahead and jump into this week's case. Yeah, it's Christmas time, right? And we've all seen the Grinch, and we know that there are some particularly evil people out there and people who enjoy stealing holiday joy from others. And so that's what we're going to talk about this week. So let's go ahead and jump on into it. This week, we're starting our story on Christmas Eve 2024 in Brevard County, Florida. 29-year-old Heather Nelson was working as a caregiver to an 83-year-old woman. By all accounts, the two had a good relationship, and the elderly woman seemed to trust Nelson very much. But on that Christmas, there would be a dark change. According to the victim, Nelson decided that she had worked hard that year and deserved a holiday bonus, and she demanded that the woman that she cared for pay her an extra $500. When the senior citizen told Nelson that she couldn't afford to pay her any extra, the conversation turned physical, with Nelson wrestling the woman's checkbook from her hand, nearly breaking her wrist. Nelson then proceeded to write herself a stolen check for $1,400. But this holiday Grinch wasn't done just yet. She also stole the elderly woman's credit cards, which she would later use to pay her rent, as well as making several other purchases. Nelson then decided to rob others of their holiday cheer, stealing Christmas cards that her victim had planned on sending out to friends and family. These cards included cash and checks intended for those recipients. Once the ordeal was over, the elderly victim contacted the police and informed them of the theft and the assault that had taken place. On January 7, 2025, Heather Nelson was arrested. She would be charged with robbery, forgery, and aggravated battery on someone over the age of 65. Luckily, the victim only suffered a badly bruised wrist. And my favorite part of this story is that the Brevard County Sheriff's Office got to have some fun with a press release announcing Nelson's arrest, writing, "Damn, Grinch, you went too far. I guess committing battery and almost breaking the wrist of an elderly victim wasn't bad enough. So you decide to steal all her money and take Christmas gifts that were meant for others away as well? What's next, kicker dog?" The press release continued. "And of course, since you were so worried about getting your bonus, we had some extra gifts for you. Like a keepsake booking photo, a slightly used pair of shower glides, and unlimited access to our world-famous one-star dining facility where you can enjoy absolutely nothing you eat." Which I have to say, I think this is my favorite press release ever. It's definitely my favorite of anything we've ever covered on the show. Now, I've yet to find anything related to trial or sentencing, but I will definitely keep an eye out for any updates because I have to know more about this Grinch who totally scrooged herself by trying to take advantage of an elderly woman. So that's this week's case. Again, definitely wanted to stay on the Christmas theme since this is the last Christmas episode, and I know it is a little bit lighter. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but I did want to share some of my final thoughts here just to wrap everything up. No pun intended, you know, Christmas wrapping. Anyway, we'll go ahead and bring it down, but I am so happy that not only was Nelson arrested, but publicly shamed in this way through that press release, because it's a case of, I know I'm stronger than you, I can take what I want from you, and I'm just going to do that. And it's taking advantage of an elderly woman, someone who can't fight back. It is literally the equivalent of somebody, you know, punching a baby for an ice cream cone. She can't defend herself. It's not a fair fight, right? And you just decide you're going to take what you want. Not only are you going to take what you want from this person, but you're going to take what you want that prevent other people from getting Christmas gifts and holiday cheer and things of that nature as well. So the fact that not only was she arrested, but she was actually put on blast, I mean, it just makes my heart happy. I feel like the Grinch from my heart has grown two sizes reading that press release. And if you want to read the whole release, I did link it in the sources in the description of this episode. It is definitely worth the read. So please check that out. But all I can help thinking, you know, my grandmother passed not too long ago, and I know I've talked about that on the show, but I think about somebody doing this to a family member of mine, you know, and it would be so infuriating, and it would just be devastating to know that somebody that you're supposed to trust, who's in your house, who's helping to take care of your loved one, just decides one day that they're going to do a complete 180 and again, just take advantage of them is pretty scary. So I will say this isn't going to rate super high on the deadbolt test. I would probably put this, you know, probably about a 4. And again, the only reason for that is just thinking about having a family member or loved one who would have to go through this situation. That's frightening. But, you know, nobody was seriously injured. Nelson was caught. I mean, nothing too scary, but it again, definitely fits the holiday theme. And like I said, with it being Christmas, I wanted to do something a little bit lighter that, you know, maybe you could have in the background with a family around and not freak anybody out if they're not true crime heads like us. So for me, this is going to come in at a 4 on the deadbolt test. But as always, I want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the case of Heather Nelson, the Grinch of Brevard County, Florida, fall on your deadbolt test? Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. Still got time to post your picture of your Christmas tree. Would absolutely love to see what you're working with there and just to have you as part of our amazing community. So if you're interested in joining that group, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to now. Come on over, hang out. We'd love to have you. And as always, if you like what we do here, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks to get signed up today. Got a lot of really cool benefits. Shows come out a little early. You get the episodes commercial free. And we're going to be doing bonus episodes here real soon as well. So again, if you want to help keep the lights on, support what we do, that is patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, I definitely understand. Just listening and hanging out and sharing this podcast with your friends, family, the people who are important to you mean just as much, if not more. So if that is you, you're listening, maybe you got family over and you're like, hey, did you hear this this true crime podcast? Have you ever listened to it? Just know it's things like that that really mean the world. Again, it's all about finding new listeners and bringing members into our community. And when you tell somebody about the show, it helps to do exactly that. So from the bottom of my heart, if you are sharing this in any way, just know that I appreciate it more than I could ever tell you. That is all that I have for you for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. I will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, remember, monsters are real. So stay safe, stay ready. And don't forget to check those locks. Have a very happy holiday.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.